When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
By now, we've all had experience with Zoom get-togethers for work or social gatherings. Marianne, though, is going to tell us how to take it to the next level with some savvy Zoom tips. Marianne?
That's true, Bob. Well, I know you don't really care how you look on Zoom, obviously. We've had a lot of family Zooms on Sundays, and they're just family Zooms, so that's okay. But a lot of people do care how they look, and there are some tricks that, you know, some of us may have overlooked. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to improve your appearance, there are actually things that you can do.
And it's a good idea, especially if you're doing a work meeting or something, make a better impression on the boss and your coworkers.
That's true, yeah. And since Zooming is now a way of life, everybody can use these simple tips, basically because it's about just tweaking your settings a little bit for resolution and lighting and other things that make you look good. And that way you'll make an impression on your coworkers or your friends or your family. So most of the controls that you need are in the settings video section of the Zoom desktop app. And if you have ever Zoomed, you have seen these, whether you use a Windows or Mac. So settings and go to the video section. Mm-hmm. So you can access this by opening the app and clicking the gear icon on the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, I know we were talking about this a little bit yesterday at home, and I swear I have not seen most of these things you're talking about.
Because you're not curious about things like this.
I'm only curious Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m.
Exactly. But you're not curious about that. And all you have to do really is go to the upper right-hand side, go to the gear icon, and you'll see all these things. So, all right. So I'm going to give you four things that you can do to make yourself look better. And the first one is make sure that your HD video is turned on. So there's a good chance that your webcam is able to handle high-definition video, but if the Zoom's HD setting is not turned on, you're not going to get the most from your camera. So that's super easy. Just go to Settings, Video, like I said before, the video section, and make sure that the HD box is checked.
That's one that I may have actually done.
Yes, it's right below the camera selector. It's hard to explain this, like, when you're not showing somebody. So, but it's all like very intuitive once you are curious and you go to the right, to the right settings. Okay. So the next one is adjust for low light. So you know how I am about lighting, Bob, right?
Yes, I
mean,
I know.
Like everything is lighting.
Yeah.
So that's the most dramatic change that you can make is adjust, for the lighting. And there's a setting that is also in the settings video section under the My Video heading, and make sure that the box is checked. And then if you find that your preview image is too bright or not bright enough, you can use the pull-down menu to set it manually. So you can play around with it until you get it just right.
Yeah, and aren't you big on angles, too? I mean, you don't like that camera looking up your nose, do you?
Yes, and I'm going to talk that in a sec. But first, let me tell you about my favorite button to press when you're doing the Zoom video. Okay, not that there's anything wrong with having a few wrinkles, but Zoom has this touch up my appearance setting, and it smooths out your lines. So it's right above the low light setting in the settings video section of my video. And there's a slider that lets you experiment with how much of a touch up you're going to get. So you can play with that, but be careful because if you get too aggressive and you have zero lines at our age, then you end up looking very fake, like a wax figure.
Okay. I don't recall seeing this button ever.
Because you're not curious.
I know. Okay, I'll start looking.
To open up that gear little icon. Okay, and then the last one is get a better camera if everything else fails. So
get a better camera, yeah. And don't aim it up your nose.
Well, here's the thing. If you're using the built-in laptop camera, you're always going to get that shot that is like, you know, looking up your nostrils and, you know, the most unflattering parts of our face, which is like under our chin and all that stuff. But if you have a webcam, a standalone webcam, you can mount it so that it's shooting in a different angle from higher up down. You know, and you can just put it on a little tripod, and you don't have to spend very much money on it. You can get, most of them are under $100. You don't need to get the 4K because I don't think that Zoom can even process that yet. I mean, at some point it will. So if you want to, you know, spend the extra money, you know, for the future, you can do that. Or if you're a gamer, you know, you might want that, but you don't need it. So that's it. Those are the four tips to look better on Zoom.
And I'm going to even look for more. You know why? Because I'm curious. Now, Marianne, tell us what's on your Savvy Planet website this weekend.
Okay. Well, so if you are a subscriber to savvy-planet.com, you will receive a recipe this week for smoky roasted salsa. And seriously, once you make this recipe, it just requires four ingredients. You're never going to buy salsa in a jar again. It is so good, so smoky, so roasted. It's just delicious.
I'm there. And isn't there an easier way to get to the site now?
Yes. Okay. Because, you know, we're always saying go to savvy-planet.com. And a lot of people are like, wait, do you spell out the dash? What is that? And so I just acquired another domain name that leads you to the same place, and it's savvyplanet.shop.
That's
so
easier.
So just all together, savvyplanet.shop, and it'll get you to the same place.
And that's Savvy. So,
and that's where you can subscribe.
S-A-V-V-Y. Okay. Marianne,
yeah,
Mr. Curious.
S-A-V-V-Y. Yeah, people were misspelling it the other day when we were on Facebook Live, and they were trying to get to it, to savvyplanet.shop. They were misspelling Savvy. I didn't know that. It was a really good way to misspell it, and there is, and I'm not going to say what it is because then that'll stick in people's minds, but it's S-A-V-V-Y-P-L-A-N-E-T, Savvy Planet.
Mr. Curious will be home soon. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay, bye, Mr. Curious.